Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the G Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I know I've been away in a hiatus sort of thing, but that's only because it's getting ready for school year, and I got work, and I got other things to do. But I'm going to definitely be prioritizing this more often. Definitely want to be posting at least twice a week. I mean, at minimum twice a week. So, yeah, guys, get excited for more content coming out. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you next time on the G Show. Alright, everybody, so first of all, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this episode. Appreciate you guys. I wouldn't be doing it without you. So, first of all, I want to talk about some preseason. I think we should abolish it completely. There's absolutely no reason for preseason to even exist. It doesn't benefit teams that much. I mean, it gives players an opportunity to show what they got to their team, but other than that, I mean, it's just injuries. Like, a lot of injuries, like backup quarterbacks are going down, which means start of the season. If your starter goes down, you're screwed. Like, think about it. If you're an NFL team, you want to go into week one with all healthy starters. So the fact that you would risk your starters, and again, it doesn't mean anything, to me, this is foolish. Like, why? I don't understand. I think the NFL next year is going to take a look at it, hopefully, and just say enough's enough and get rid of it completely. I would say, like, scrimmages, where there isn't contact, but, like, they're, like, you know what I mean, like, playing, just, like, no contact practices, almost like a scrimmage, that's fine, because you're not going to get injured. But these contact games that don't mean anything, I mean, why waste your talent and time on these games? Like, I get it. It's probably getting the NFL more ad revenue or whatever, but it's just not worth it for teams to be risking their players for a stupid game, at least in my opinion. Now, the Antonio Brown fiasco got finished. He found an older helmet now. If you're not worried about the situation, basically Antonio Brown wanted to wear an old helmet, not the new ones the NFL issued. And he said he wasn't going to go to practice if he didn't have a new helmet. I mean, his old helmet. So he sat out practice, and he found a new helmet. And his agent says it was a safety concern, even though the new helmets, I think, are more developed to sustain head blows and not have many head trauma issues. But apparently, Brown still hasn't even showed up to practice yet, which is just, like, it's stupid, guy. At this point, I don't even care, but really stupid, in my opinion, that one of the top wide receivers in the league is just being childish and not willing to play because of a helmet. I mean, a helmet. Like, I bet if you guys are listening right now, were given that big contract, you would be playing with whatever helmet they gave you. You don't care. As long as you're playing, you're happy, you get to be on the field, and you get to play the game you love, and you're getting paid. Like, come on. Like, it doesn't matter what helmet you have. It's ridiculous. So he's being a problem, I suppose. And then these, going back to preseason thing, I can't lie, guys. I like seeing the three quarterbacks, Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins, and Kyle Murray. They look good. They're making smart decisions, and they look like pro quarterbacks already. Now, obviously, Kyle Murray is going to be right thrown right into the starting rotation, starting lineup, but Dwayne Haskins and Daniel Jones will not be, which I kind of like. I say if you're going to get a quarterback, you got to develop for a year. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He sat behind Alex Smith for a year. He got better. He learned from him. And look at it now. He took off. I don't like rushing anybody into a starting rotation job already. It's just not probably the smartest decision. And look what all the Browns quarterbacks happened to them. They never turned into anything except, obviously, Baker, because Baker wasn't thrown into the starting rotation. He had Tyrod Taylor for even a couple games. And that probably helped. Just someone to look up to. So, I don't know. Kyle Murray's going to be great this year, but I think he'll be decent. And I'm looking forward to watching him. And you'll probably see Daniel Jones if Eli Manning starts struggling. But I doubt you'll see Dwayne Haskins at all this year. I'd be very surprised to see him. So, yeah, guys, if you don't know about my fantasy football league, it's on NFL Fantasy. It's called the G-Show League. Simple as that. Really easy name. You guys can go look it up. Go download the NFL's Fantasy app. And then you can go in and then you can join. I mean, we only have 3 members right now, so I'm going to probably bump it back to Saturday. And then on Saturday at like 12 o'clock, we can have our draft. So I'm giving you guys a couple more days to join. And I appreciate you guys joining. I think you'd have a lot of fun with it. And I'm going to be doing a live podcast while I'm drafting. And I can give you guys my thoughts of what goes into drafting a good fantasy football team. And I'll probably actually do that next podcast. I'll probably do a podcast of what goes into drafting a good fantasy football team, what you need to look for in each round, and what pick players not to pick and who to pick this year. So yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I know you guys are probably thinking, wow, this has been here for 12 days. But I've been getting more listeners last podcast, so I'm thinking it's telling me something that clearly you guys are enjoying it, so I hope you guys are. Please tell everyone you know, go follow my social media, and have a good rest of your day.